This is PHPBB Weekly number 143, recorded live on Saturday, March 6, 2010. A torrential flood of releases.
Go. Hello, welcome to PHPBB Weekly, episode number 143 for Saturday, March 6th. 2010 PHPBB Weekly is, of course, the weekly live podcast. We talk about the PHPBB bulletin board software at phpbb.com, and where we let Skype drop our guests over and over and over again. Now, we can't leave you alone for a minute, can we? We took 1 week off, and like six announcements from the teams in the meantime during our 1 week off. So we've got a lot to talk about today. Multiple releases. Absolute insanity. But let's start, of course, by introducing ourselves. Coming to you from a spring break ready vacant TV studio somewhere at a university in Washington, D.C., I'm Douglas Bell.
And coming from a warm early spring Washington state, I'm David Lewis.
And joining us, our special guest today, apparently from a lawnmower-infested war zone, based on the sounds we were hearing before the show started, David Colon, I think, or how do you pronounce it?
David Colon?
Colon?
Colon. I think you got it right.
Yeah, you were right.
A little accent on there. I did 4 years of Spanish.
Yeah.
It doesn't count for much. All better known as David IQ. Thanks for joining us, David.
No problem.
And this is going to be a miserable show for me yet again. I have two Davids to talk to, so get ready. It's going to be fun. But let's talk about all the releases that came out this week. I'm not going to go in chronological order just because it thought it'd make a little more sense if we go based on the project. So let's, of course, look at PHPBB 3.0.7, which was released last Sunday to round out February, and then just yesterday was followed up with a patch level 1 release. Mostly a bug fix release, but apparently a security issue that was arisen despite all the testing that took place beforehand. David, do you know anything about why we wound up having this patch level release? I don't know which David I'm talking to, so.
Okay. So you just said David and hoped either one of us would answer that.
I was actually thinking about you, David, because I always ask you. But it doesn't matter.
Yeah, well, I think it appeared to be an issue in the feed where just a simple parameter basically allowed a security issue where under certain circumstances a user could view content of private forums using the feed. Mm-hmm. So that was the security issue that cropped up. So they needed to release an immediate PL1, and then there was also let me look at the announcement. But there was one other critical fix regarding the feeds. Now, of course, this is the release 3.0.7 is the release following 3.0.6, which introduced the feeds. 3.0.7's introducing bug fixes for the introduced feeds mm-hmm. in 3.0.6.
My understanding, I thought you said that it's like a complete replacement of how they're going to do the feeds in 3.0.7.
It is a lot different. The code is significantly different, but in my opinion, it's not rewritten enough. It needed to be, in my opinion, completely scrapped and redone because it was not done well. But it's better now. It's more stable. There was a lot of bugs with the feed system, and I think it's because of the way that it was programmed. Mm-hmm. I think they took a mod basically, and then turned it into a core feature. But it really, really was done very poorly, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. And so then they ended up with a lot of bugs because of it. And so 3.0.7, kudos to Bantu actually for taking on the feeds and for 3.0.7 mm-hmm. and really doing everything. So this is what they say about the security issue. Note, we recommend the use of a regular update routine over manually editing your files. If you manually edit your files, your board will not recognize the update. Mm-hmm. The fix for the security issue is a single line change inside of feed.php line 525 has changed. They missed the true parameter in the the ACL getF, which is basically what that does is it gets a list of permissions for read permissions. So it's like what you have permission to read as a user, what forms you have permission to read. So they said it is possible for users to bypass this permission. This is why it's a security issue. It is possible for users to bypass permission setting under the following circumstances. The following four circumstances have to match. Okay, number one, feeds
so
are
be all four of these.
Yeah, feeds are enabled. Mm-hmm. Any of the posts or topic feeds are enabled. Mm-hmm. So either posts or topic feeds. The unauthorized user or one of the groups they are a member of have forum permissions set on a private forum. And if you have excluded a forum from the list of forums that provide feeds, it is unaffected. So sounds like it's not an issue if you have excluded a forum from the list of forums that provide feeds. It's just an issue if you have that forum included and post or topic feeds are enabled. And then they can possibly, under those circumstances, gain access to read. Or basically what they would be able to do is read data from private forums. That's kind of scary, really.
Well, data from private forums, but we're not looking at an instance where they can bypass all permission settings and get to like the administration control panel or something.
Right, yeah. That's why the security level would be moderate. They've had – since the release of 3.0, any mm-hmm. security issues that they've had have been minor. But this one could be considered moderate because you have the potential of reading private or staff forums,
which reading, but reading, which I mean, depend on what kind of forum we're looking at. Like, you know, if the Pentagon used PHP, then this would be very, very bad for them.
right. Well, it's. Remember how the hacker who gained access to PHPBB.com last year, mm-hmm. and posted. You know, they gained access through the vulnerability in the mailing list software.
PHP list, yeah.
Right, and then they, you know, we had a topic in the Teams forum that was, everybody's email addresses and IM information and all kinds of other stuff, and all of a sudden that was posted all over the internet. So, it can be an issue, definitely. Mm-hmm. Depending on what information is posted in private forums and what private forums are listed there versus excluded, definitely could be an issue.
Yeah. So that's been fixed. But what is interesting in terms of the other changes that we've gotten out of 3.0.7?
3.0.7. I remember we did go through the entire list of bug fixes. There's lots of bug fixes. Several things with the feeds system were fixed and things like that, which I did help test that, but I didn't test it extensively. And obviously, it did need to be tested extensively.
The feeds, yeah.
Yeah, but
that's it. The patch level is all David's fault. Nah.
Yeah, the QA team has to scratch their heads and go, okay, wait, how did we miss this? Because it's our job to make sure that that doesn't happen.
Well, no such thing as 100%. So, other things for, like, there's there's like three minor feature additions that are pointed out in terms, one of them is, you know, being able to see private forms in Atom feeds if you're using HTTP authentication. Mm-hmm. There's also something about an int text token added to custom BB codes to allow for non-ASC2 letters in HTML attributes. I'm sure that can be clearly summarized into an English sentence. Right?
Right.
What's it mean?
Which I don't know.
You don't know what it means.
I'd have to
David,
see it.
Other is David, do you know anything about what the int text token is?
Oh, the in-text token. Okay, so that is...
It has to do with the BB code stuff.
Right, yeah. You know how you can use different tokens in BB codes? You know, you have the text BB code, or the... You know, you can use text, you can use simple, you can use... You know, there's different tokens that you can use for custom BB codes.
Okay.
And that basically allows a certain set of characters to be used. I'm not looking at it right now, but I'd have to look at it. To see exactly what it is. you know, I'd have to look at the regex or something to see what kind of characters are allowed or the explanation, but I'm not looking at it, so I can't give that. But what it is, it's just, it's a new token that's available when you create custom BB codes that gives you a little bit more flexibility because the others are, you know, it's either this or this, and you don't want to enable too much. Like, for example, you can enable XSS injection in your forum by creating a BB code that uses the text token. You know what's interesting about that, too, is that if you create a custom BB code that uses the text token and you've basically created an XSS vulnerability, it is no better than enabling full HTML.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, and this kind of gets me a little bit because, you know, the teams are kind of against doing anything that would enable HTML within posts.
Uh-huh.
Yet you can essentially do that with the text token. And in my opinion, it would be better to, instead of have a token like that, to enable whitelisted HTML, which would sanitize it with an XSS sanitization process, and you would actually end up with cleaner HTML and enable people to use HTML without the security issue. I think that is definitely possible, and you might as well do that instead of giving them the ability to accidentally enable XSS issues on their board using this text token. So I hope that I do hope that they will re-enable HTML posting in PHP4. Whether they will do that or not, I don't know. But especially like, okay, CodeIgniter, which is one of the PHP frameworks we discussed 2 weeks ago, versus Symfony. CodeIgniter sweeps the floor with Symfony. It really does.
Okay.
But CodeIgniter has a input class that does specific XSS filtering. So you can actually create an HTML parser that's whitelisted, so it only allows certain tags and attributes, and then do XSS filtering on top of that for added security. And so if Symfony comes out with anything like that, you would have a good option of being able to enable HTML support, in my opinion, in PHP4.
There you go. I'm sure. I mean, it wouldn't replace BB code, I would think.
Well, BB code won't go away. I mean, that's still going to be available. But
kind
what
of,
I'd like
kind
to
of
see,
indigenous now to bulletin boards.
Right. What I would like to see is availability of additional parsers. You know, you have like WYSIWYG parsers. You would have you could have like a textile parser, a markdown parser, an HTML parser, or plain text, which would, you know, you and then you might be able to do like a combination of them. So then you could do like a textile parser that also does BB code, or plain text that just does BB code. You know, because the syntaxes are different on things like the textile versus BB code, although it's similar to Markdown. So you wouldn't have Markdown and textile as two parsers available at the same time. You would choose. What I'd like to see is, you know, a plugin system or, you know, PHP4. Now you can, you know, plug in this textile parser, and now all of a sudden you can create posts using textile, which beats the heck out of BB code as far as speed.
I don't know. I don't really, as someone who would use a forum, I don't really care. Give me some basic formatting. What comes by default in PHPBB is fine with me, really.
And for a lot of people, it is. And that's why HTML isn't always needed. But it's usually asked for by administrators who always want to create, you know, like if I'm creating like essentially a tutorial or something, and I want to create anchor links, then I've got to go create custom BB codes. But instead, I could just use Textile and create my anchor links in there. And, you know, basically, when I want to do more than just a simple, you know, simple reply to somebody, when I want to create like these announcement topics that they have for the releases of PHPBB, that's more than just your typical topic, you know. There's a lot more that's going on there. There's I mean, it's pretty much you have H3 tags or H2 tags, and then you have list elements and bolded and a list of links and stuff. There's a lot more here than the typical post.
Yeah.
And that's where those kinds of things would come in handy.
Kind of interesting how our how the PHPBB release announcements have evolved over time. The other minor feature addition in the should have been there in 3.0.6 category, the ability to enable quick reply in all forms with a single click.
Yep.
Yeah. I think that speaks for itself. I should have been there from the beginning, but there you go.
It's there now, so that's important. That's the good. It's kind of like, well,
teams
you know,
are still warming up to this whole quick reply idea.
It's kind of like that argument, well, RSS feed should have been enabled from 3.0, you know, from the beginning of 3.0.
Well, that's
well, they're there now. So yeah. 3.0.6, they're there now. So that's the important thing.
There you go. I mean, some of the other small functionality changes, we obviously will not do a full read through like we did that one time when 3.0.6 RC1 came out. But certainly some of the more interesting ones here, there's now a warning to users about potentially dangerous BB codes. How exactly does it determine if a BB code is potentially dangerous or not?
Well, like the text BB code, there, you know, that's an issue, because, you know, you can accidentally enable XSS mm-hmm. using that BB code. So now with the warning there, you know, hopefully that will, you know, get people's attention, administrators who aren't familiar with how it works and not knowing that putting that there could enable XSS, that warning there could hopefully educate them on that and say, hey, you know, you got to be careful with this thing here because you can do a lot more with it than you think. You know, the average administrator isn't going to think about, let's see, how can I hack this?
Yeah.
That's something for us to think about.
Mm-hmm. And the other thing, it's most of these are kind of other, you know, minor issues. I mean, one thing that is interesting, there's something about it is no longer possible to persist a solution for the login CAPTCHA. What does that exactly mean? Like, persist a solution for the login CAPTCHA? Or
I don't know.
Stump you.
I'm not sure. It is now possible to persist?
It is no longer possible to persist a solution for the login CAPTCHA.
For the login CAPTCHA. Got me. I'm not sure. I'd have to look at the code change or something.
Okay. We know Nils will listen to this. We know he'll tell us.
Yes.
He'll tell us, and we'll have it in the show notes or something like that. So there you go. 3.0.7, patch level 1. If you have not already updated to one or both of them, update to them. Coming up soon, we'll probably start seeing the develop team start working more on 3.1, 4, stuff like that. Let's take a look at some of the other projects that were released this week. On Wednesday, the support toolkit went final, 1.0.0, okay, not final, but stable. And there's not a lot of there's a lot number of bug fixes. The only feature changes is that there's now a repopulate the moderator's cache table tool, and they've removed the URL list tool due to large memory issues.
Mm-hmm.
But this thing is stable now, so...
Yeah, there are lots of bug fixes in this. I mean, that's a good 30 or so
it's
bug
not gonna,
fixes.
It's not going to remove users added to the newly registered users group. That might be a good thing. just that one stuck out of me.
It does have an add user tool.
So now that this thing is, you know, fully stable, how is that going to be in terms of practical use? Obviously, this isn't the kind of thing where every PHPBB administrator should go download this and install this on their board, right?
Yeah, it's not necessarily needed on every single installation. This is something where, you know, all of a sudden you got an issue. You know, like, for example, we had somebody on Star Trek Guide this last week who had a problem where the administrator control panel modules administration didn't show up in the modules list
mm-hmm.
in the administrator control panel. Well, if you can't edit the modules in the administrator control panel, you can't add new stuff. You can't change things around, nothing like that. So now he needed to install the SDK,
uh-huh.
the support toolkit. And so... that's the kind of instance where it's needed. You know, some problem, or even if you want to use the add user tool, you can either install the mod, the add user mod, or you can install the SDK and add users through the SDK.
And I'm sure David is biased to the fact that the add user mod is his.
Yeah, although it is a little outdated, but still works great.
There you go.
On the latest release, yeah. But
I'm the one that developed the version for PHP 2, so
yes,
so that's outdated. That's not even supported anymore. So essentially, what we're going to see is for I guess certainly not all, but most of the people who need help on the PHP.com support thing, they'll see people being told go download and install this and then run this tool.
Yes, pretty much. Somebody comes for support, they have an issue, and that's something that can be fixed through the SDK. Mm. As opposed to before, it was like, okay, you have a specific issue, and it requires some sort of script to fix it, which runs certain things. Might run a bunch of database queries to fix the issue. So that was what the SDK was basically built upon. All these individual tools, and then they just built one toolkit that did all this stuff. Mm-hmm. And so now when somebody has that issue, instead of pointing to them to a specific script that does something, now you have them install the toolkit and run it. It's much better. Much better this way.
After they've installed the toolkit, would they keep it or remove it until needed again? Or
David IQ, you want to answer that one? I don't know for sure.
Any security issues here that you would know about?
I believe the SDK makes you sign in. I've actually not had to use the SDK or dealt with it, so I can't really answer that for you.
Okay.
So don't know. I think you would keep it in there, but I don't know for sure.
I know there is this thing, this secondary login system that it comes with as well. If you can't log in through PHPPB itself.
Right, and that's So it should be fine to keep it on there. I can't imagine that you would have to take it off, because even the secondary login, it would be specified in some sort of config file on the server, mm-hmm. and then that would enable you to do that. So
yeah, it does look like it does make you log in as an administrator.
Yeah,
it's not like you can just browse to it and use it. You'd have to be signed in. I know there's a recovery mode of some sort, but that's if the entire site is down. That's a different story.
You
got a bigger issue at that point.
Just trying to salvage the database so you can replace the files later.
Right.
Well, there you go. But congrats to the support team on getting that out and for not having a release a few days later, unlike the mod team, which released ModX 1.2.4 on Monday, and then on Wednesday released ModX 1.2.5. Both of these releases come with our maintenance releases with bug fixes. They also add a couple optional parameters to the specification. But since we have David IQ here, how about you tell us about, first of all, what's new, and second of all, why were these so back-to-back?
Yeah, the we had
1.2.4 is first.
1.2.4. We had 1.2.4 planned for a while, mm-hmm. And we were ready to release, and we actually had it out on testing. And then we had added a few new features, right, including the PHP installer and the uninstall features. But there were some things that were critically missing, and we didn't think about that. Well, you had to delete files, for instance. So we basically added this feature, but it wasn't really complete. So in order for us to correct that, we did a release soon afterwards. And plus, if we left it out there for too long, then mod authors would start updating their modx files, and then they would have to update them again later on if we waited like another week or two. This way we would only have them updated once.
Gotta love the sounds we're getting out of you over there, the background noise. So actually, this is interesting. I'm going to look at ModX 1.2.5, which you guys actually added actions for remove and inline remove.
Yes.
Now, I don't quite understand why the choice to do this. During my day when I was modding, we always would do removes by doing a find and replace with, or an inline find, inline replace with. So how does this change that? Or what's the decision behind doing this?
Well, the main issue had to do with AutoMod, because AutoMod trips out. It doesn't really like inline finds when doing uninstalls. So the solution was to actually have a way to create an uninstall file.
Oh, so this is for doing the uninstall feature.
Right. Yeah.
Primarily, yeah. Yeah.
So now you can add these actions into the uninstall file, and AutoMod will use this uninstall file instead of trying to uninstall it on its own.
Mm. But then how would that work? So you also have a new delete tag for deleting files and directories, which was previously consigned to, you know, deleting files is such a big deal, you really ought to be doing that through a do-it-yourself instructions tag. So, and if that's also for AutoMod, how do you uninstall a deletion?
Well, again, that's part of the uninstaller. We don't actually allow that in the install modx. I mean, the main install file shouldn't have these delete commands and such. That should be in the, like, say, an update script or an uninstall script, that sort of thing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and even if somebody did it manually, that would still say something like delete file, right? I mean, that's not... Is that correct, David?
What do you mean?
Well, okay, if I open up the uninstall file, the XML, in my browser, and there's a delete tag in there, it just says delete this file or delete this directory.
Right, right, yeah.
Right, so Douglas, that would be... You know, essentially before you put that in the, the do-it-yourself instructions.
Mm-hmm.
And instead of having it there, now there's an actual tag for it. But, as far as reading it, if you read it manually, it doesn't really change anything as far as that goes. But now automated scripts are able to perform that action automatically using that tag.
Right.
So
yeah, we're trying to make, because eventually AutoMod might make it, some version of AutoMod might make it into PHPBB itself. So if we implement these features now, that sort of thing will be easier to handle in the future.
Yeah, and especially in for Ford Auto, where modifications are no longer going to be...
Modifications. They're going to be like...
They're going to be plugins.
Add-ons, extensions, whatever.
Exactly. Add-ons, plugins, and extensions. And so that'll basically be a lot of drop-in files.
Right.
And when you do the drop-in files, and if you remove something, it's removing something removing a specific file is going to be important, or adding a specific file is going to be a lot more important. Whereas right now it's modification of code.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
What, in your opinion, David? And I'm mainly talking to David IQ here. Is there a concern about the direction ModX is going, being more for the automated aspect of installing mods and less compatible or friendly with users who are trying to do it manually?
Well, I mean, part of the changes to 1.2.4 added some color tags, or some coloring of the actions. Mm-hmm. So we're still trying to be friendly to those that do it manually, but at the same time make it easier for and actually this uninstall script business is usable by a person that's doing it manually as well, and it should make it easier for them if they have to uninstall for whatever reason. So
certainly there was one of the mods that I have that somebody was trying to install manually, and they spent several... I mean, it's one of those mods where you spend 5 or 10 minutes. Mm-hmm. If you did it manually, it would be 5 or 10 minutes to do everything. He spent over 2 days on it, 2 solid days, trying to do it manually.
Because?
Various reasons. Number one, he was... I think he actually opened up the XML in his editor. And then even when he opened up in his browser, some people just are not... I mean, I don't know if you have any relatives, Douglas, who are really computer unfriendly, yet might have their own site. And
they wouldn't have their own site.
Generally you'd hope not, but... you might have somebody who has their own site and yet really doesn't know you know, a lot about code or a lot about, you know, how to edit files or anything like that. And anyway, having them, you know, go try and edit files manually, sometimes you're like, you know what, you just need to install AutoMod and run the auto thing. But the color-coded thing, I really like that because now you can see at a glance just by color what you're supposed to do. Mm-hmm. You know, add after is green, add before is this like pink or purple thing, replace exactly. with is red. And so what's gray, gray, and gray?
I don't know.
Gray, 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 and gray. It says color-coded, add after, add before, replace with an operation. Gray, 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 and gray.
I didn't even see that before.
Is that sort of a joke?
Tumba typed
it. Is that sort of like, it was before, gray, 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 and gray.
Right. That might be it. I don't know. Maybe that was a note Tumba left in there. Well, you have to ask him about that.
Oh, well. Interesting things with that. So, I mean, AutoMod, however, I mean, you guys certainly recommended people to use that, as from what it sounds, but that is still on RC3, I believe. Any ideas in terms of when that one might go to a stable release?
Well, we kind of just threw this uninstall thing at it now, so it might go through another release candidate and then go final afterwards, depending on Josh's schedule as well. So... We haven't really spoken about going to a final release on that yet.
And for people who don't know, Josh is a Jelly Donut and the primary developer of AutoMod.
He's now on the development team.
Yes.
Right. But yes.
Still doing AutoMod at the very least, so that's good to know. So let's actually take a look at the other announcement. This that actually was about 2 weeks ago. So then this is why we got David on the show. You're now the new mod team leader. Eric stuck around for about 3 weeks in the role after Igor stepped down, and now you've got the high post. And so how's it been feeling with your almost 2 weeks in so far?
It's been a lot of work, that's for sure. you know, catching up on everything else the other two were doing, you know, Igor and Eric. But so far, it's been pretty fun. I'm not really going to, can't complain at all. It's a great opportunity. And, I mean, it's sad to see both of them go at once, actually, Igor and Eric.
Well, but isn't Eric still on, according to the thing, he's still a mod team member and he's still on the management team, even though he no longer has his old operations manager rank. So I'm kind of confused about, you know, how exactly is this shift working?
Right. I don't know if that's in the announcement. Erica, here we go. He's gonna remain on management, you know, as this transition goes along. So eventually he will no longer be a manager, but for now he's overseeing everything that's mod team related to make sure that the transition has gone smoothly. You know, because we've had the change in leadership, a little off in here. So he wants to make sure everything's good.
And he was mod team leader for so long, that seems appropriate. And he would, you know, and I'm sure Mike Sievertson is doing essentially the same thing. He's continuing to oversee the transition of Nils to development team leader.
Mike's still on the management team as well.
So right. So now, as a question, is WG Eric going to as a normal mod team member, or is he planning on leaving the teams?
Or are we not supposed to know that yet?
He did reply to the announcement discussion, and he did mention that he circumstances in his life have changed, and he is not going to be able to give more enough of his time to the project, so that's why he is stepping down.
Mm-hmm.
So
now...
Go ahead.
David and David, welcome to the reality of podcasting over Skype. We have no visual contact to figure out whose turn it is to talk.
Well, but hey, by watching the news programs, you know where they argue on news programs? You know, the visual cue doesn't seem to help them at all.
Well.
No, it does not. So, like I said, in that discussion topic, he did mention in there that he will be resigning in the near future completely. So eventually, yeah, he will just leave the teams. Mm-hmm. It hasn't been an actual date has not been set.
Here it is. This is what I found it on the discussion page 2, sort of near the bottom. Eric writes, quote, "I will be resigning completely in the near future. It was decided that instead of having me be inactive or lead for a month or two and then switching to a new leader, it would be better to switch now. Things have changed my life between the time that I was offered to take the mod team leader position after Igor and now. I won't have the time to contribute to PHPBB anymore. It was really bad timing, but in my opinion, the transition has been pretty smooth. As soon as I found out my circumstance was changing significantly, I made management aware, and David was offered the position. David has been able to pick up the ball and keep running without problems. Unless something significant happens in David's life, he will be around for a long time." Anything significant to happen in your life, David?
Can't say.
Like you should know right now.
Yeah. Sorry, my crystal ball is broken. I'll probably be around for a while. I don't see any foreseeable changes in the future that will cause me to leave the project.
Oh, that, absolutely. I mean, Eric was... Jeez, I about a little over 3.5 years as mod team leader before he went over to the management team. So, and of course, he was a member of the mod team for quite a while before that. So, I'd say he's leaving now, but I'd say at least a good 6 years, if not more than that. I don't know when he started, but a good 6 years of dedication on the team is putting him quite a bit up there in terms of longevity. So.
Oh yeah.
You know, it's kind of interesting. You know, the circumstances change for a lot of people all Absolutely. The time. You know, and that's why people come and go. You know, people are. You know, you see people added who have come into the PHPBB community and they're contributing a lot, and the team notices that, and so they invite them to the team, and then you know they become members. You know, thinking of people like Sam T and Tumba 25. You know, people who really weren't around when I joined the teams. You know, Trip, guys like that, and you know, so all of a sudden these guys are added, and then sometimes these guys who have been around for a while. You know, you have Techie Michael, and circumstances for him changed, and he left the team. Now he's back, so. Circumstances have changed again for him.
And David, you had your circumstances change quickly, and we don't know David Lewis in this case.
Yeah.
We don't know. And are you? I guess you're not going to go back to the team.
No, See, even if circumstances allowed me to have that kind of time, which you know that can definitely happen, I wouldn't go back to the team simply because I think I can do more outside. You know, and I really, really enjoyed being on the teams, and you know would. You know, love to be there again, and I think it was a fantastic experience. And had to do over again, I would definitely do it over again. But at this point, you know, I've learned so much in the last couple of years, and my programming skills have really progressed significantly. So there's a lot more that I want to do programming wise, rather than just you know go through and validate mods or develop for the Monty projects, which are fantastic projects. But I would rather be outside that right now. And I really, really enjoyed having WG Eric as a mod team leader. He was fantastic. Mm-hmm. I mean, there was nothing bad to say about him. He was a great guy. So we'll definitely miss him as part of the project. But, you know, as you know, you see circumstances for him changed. It was kind of interesting, you know, Paul, circumstances for him changed and he left and then came back. He couldn't stand being away from the teams. And that was hard too. You know, being away from the, yeah, go ahead.
No, I wasn't interrupting. Yeah. I was just laughing.
Okay.
Well, I mean, I'll agree. I felt it too. You feel a bit of a team withdrawal for a little while, then eventually start getting used to being away from them. But,
and circumstances for Mike Sieverton have obviously changed, and I think I suspect that he will probably do the same as WG Eric, and he'll probably eventually leave too, although I hope not. But
well, I think his rank is set to what is it?
Website something.
Right. Yeah.
Server.
Server.
He handles all our server stuff. So yeah.
John Stanley's former job.
yeah.
Now all John does is make birdies.
They have guys that have been around for a long time. I mean, there's 9 people on there right now on the management team, but I mean, it's like Prime Domain. He's been there forever.
Yeah.
DHN, same thing. I mean,
Prime
DHN.
Domain, Prime Domain became a moderator team leader not too long after I joined the mod team. So that we're looking at, that's about 4.5 years now doing that.
Right, and you know DHN, I mean his user ID is what is really low, 11. You know,
there
so
you
know he well and SHS being 12 is a consultant, so he's still you know sort of part of the team. But DHN, well, he's been there forever. What's that? July of 2001 was when.
When the current site was formed, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that's 9 years.
Opening day. Almost
amazing.
9 years.
I mean, but now not necessarily been on the teams for 9 years, but registered for 9 years.
Mm-hmm. There you go. So, but let's stop. Let's switch over from looking sort of, you know, back at, you know, team leaders past and kind of look, you know, towards going what we got since, David, could you kind of talk a little bit about, you know, now you're in the team leader position, and certainly the mod team now has more projects than it's ever had before in terms of things they're dealing with. But are you have any kind of interesting goals going forward for the mod team, and particularly looking ahead? We heard with the development team, and they're going to be doing a lot of stuff with 3.1 and PHP before. Any, you know, anticipated changes for the mod team related to that at all?
We haven't had anything so far. Nothing major.
Well, it's only been 2 weeks.
Yeah, right. we obviously need to adjust to some of the things that the development team announced, and those will be forthcoming, but nothing substantial as of yet. And of course, continue maintaining the tools that we have and improving on them. But really, nothing spectacular is planned out of my team. Plus, we'd like to tidy up more of the mods area that's within the phpvv.com website. That's one of the goals per se.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we do the if you go to /mods, that whole entire area kind of needs
links.
A little, right? That kind of needs. A little reworking, and that's what we're taking care of that now.
There you go. So. Yeah, because you know, when you guys got the new website up in 07, I mean, really, EasyMod was about, and ModX was all you guys had, and now you've got all these tools that you guys are maintaining.
Right.
And so.
Yeah. Yeah, so we have Toomba 25 taking care of all things ModX, you know, he's done an excellent job with the online creator. And, you know, that's something that we might make available for the public to download for the rest of the community to actually use.
Wait, the ModX creator, I thought it is available.
It is?
Okay.
Yeah.
Whoops.
Wait, I should be telling you this.
All right. Well,
although
okay,
I do have to admit, you know, it definitely being, you know, being thrust into a new position like mod team leader, you definitely, you know, it's an overload for sure. I know being, you know, joining the teams itself is an overload, but I can't imagine that being on the management team has got to be even more overloading.
Yeah, there's a lot of work. There's some team members that aspire to be team leaders, and this really wasn't a big aspiration of mine. It just sort of happened. It was a, you know, circumstances. But it's quite a lot of work. not just sit back and relax and watch everyone else do stuff.
It's not like the typical management role where you tell everybody else what to do and then sit back and watch.
Right.
Yeah, sure. Actually, how has mod validation been going? And I'm certainly, you guys now have 7 junior mod validators. And so that's pretty big. And how is that going alongside all of your other duties and responsibilities?
Actually, the junior mod validators that experiment, so to speak, it has turned out pretty good. You know, people that have been junior mods, we've brought into the team, and they've done very well. And that
you were a junior mod. Weren't you a junior mod? Yeah,
I was.
That wouldn't have been much very long ago. You guys have only been doing junior mod validators for a year or so, I think.
Two
years. Okay.
Yeah. A little over, let me see, because it was 2008, I believe, when that started, and that's when I came on. So
you were one of the first ones, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So we have, we do have a pretty good bunch. The latest additions to the junior mod validators, they're doing awesome. They're an example to the rest of the group, and that's the sort of enthusiasm, you know, that we want to see. And they've definitely shown that, you know, they're very interested in the project, because, you know, that's basically what we're looking for: people that want to do this, that want to give something back to the community, and that's definitely what they've done. But of course, you know, we can't have that many at the same time, because, you know, they'll start just kind of sitting around doing nothing.
Well, how's the mod queue been doing? You guys have been improving your turnaround time at all?
Oh, definitely, definitely. Once Paul came back, Paul started killing that queue, you know.
He's good at that.
Yeah, he's really good at that. So between, we actually have 3 validators, which is him, Durkee, and myself. So we take care of the queue. And then the junior mod validators, which has been... they've been a little slow lately, but with these new additions, it picked up real quick, and we actually have the queue is actually, yeah, yeah. Right now the queue is at about 11, so we're doing really good.
That is really good.
Considering when I was there, we pretty much had an average turnaround time of 2 to 3 weeks.
Oh yeah, yeah. We've had some slowdowns in the past month or two, but right now it's stable. Pretty good.
Not bad. So there you go. And of course, you guys now have all these fancy tools which you're able to use. So that's lucky
stuff that wasn't available when we were there.
Yeah, I had to. I had to run EAL early version of EAL through the command line. Ugh.
Oh, that sounds fun.
You know, get Smithy DLL to tell me how to install cpound. Sorry, chash. So sorry.
Hey, we're in America. We are in America. We are not in.
That's right. We're violent. We pound.
Yeah. Now we have plenty of tools to help us out.
Oh, it's actually called C#. Okay, I should know that. I'm a musician.
Yeah.
Oh, Igor just called me a fail. Oh my god. I'm ruined for life. Well, that got our chat room going. That's what they're there for. Keep us honest. Go ahead, David.
So, you know, we talked about how, you know, being in this role. I know that you know, I've already seen some changes that you've made, which I'm really happy with as far as the customization database team and whatnot.
Such as.
I'm not sure I can say.
Oh.
I mean, okay. it's not necessarily that private, but I'm just, you know, it's you know, remember the customization database team, they're creating the new database for phpv.com. You know, we had kind of hoped that it was going to be the new database for the international support teams as well, but I'm not sure the code is very applicable to that.
Yet, huh?
It's not really. Yet.
Whoa. Where are you, David?
somebody just opened the sliding door. So,
oh,
sorry.
Okay. That sounded like, you know, we just had a rocket gun go off or something. What were you saying, David?
Yeah, the you know, that definitely the phpbb.com mod database needs to be replaced really badly. Right now, I the code isn't really, you know, initially it was designed so that, you know, it would be so modular, and you know, we just plug in something new and it would be able to do a completely different functionality there, and it's not exactly that way anymore. That, you know, that could be, it seems like it was sort of a sacrifice for you know, being able to actually get it done, you know, because it's been in development for quite a while now, so that's been important. But we're nearing when we're going to be able to see that, are we not?
Yeah. So on that, Nathan or X-Reaction has taken the lead in getting that completed, and we're very close. We're actually very close to getting that done. So we hope to have that up in the next month or so, month or two, I hope, barring any issues that arise through testing. And then we'll finally replace our current mod database. And actually the styles database too, they're connected. So
that will be very, very, very good news. That definitely will make, I hope that will make validation easier, as well as making it better for, you know, just the community itself, you know,
right,
being able to submit mod to a much better database, and a database that, you know, is decent. So the database right now being used on phpbb.com, it's very, very old, reported from the phpbb 2 days, if I'm correct.
Now, we're talking about, David, replacing the database. You're talking about replacing the back end, like from MySQL to something? You're talking about the posts?
No. The mod database.
Right.
Oh, that database. All right.
Yeah. No, we're not moving over to PostgreSQL or something.
No.
But you support it. You do support it. You do support it.
Well.
Yes, you do.
Well, yeah, but I mean,
PostgreSQL. Gray.
But yeah, we got the style for it. You know, they're working on the style on it, so they're getting that done. Recently, what David was saying was that I'm calling everyone that's involved in this project into attention, because we want to get it done. You know, so I'm trying to get as many people that, you know, that they can see all of this activity, to actually, you know, contribute something to it, and, you know, get this done and up soon.
Mm-hmm.
So,
which is, you know, that was obviously one of the things. You know, one thing that definitely makes it tough is that, you know, it's it just like PHPBB, really, it's developed in free time, but those are dedicated developers for PHPBB, and at first, as a mod team member, you know, we had all these different tasks. And, you know, so you weren't necessarily dedicated to developing a specific thing. But I think since A Jelly Donut came on, he was, you know, he came on with the understanding that he was going to be dedicated to working on Automod, if I'm correct, you know. And but he ended up doing both validation, testing, I think. Yeah, because that was part of Automod.
Right.
But, you know, having people that come on that are dedicated to, okay, you're dedicated to, like, Tumba25 is the Mod X, you know, he's dealing with a lot of Mod X stuff. And then, you know, your validators, separate the validators from the developers was really important too. But initially when I was there, it wasn't that separated. It was, you know, everybody sort of did these different tasks, and we eventually did get separated, and that helped a lot. But really looking forward to that new database for sure.
There you go.
Yeah, definitely. We all are.
Kind of bringing this discussion to a close, but is there anything else that you think is coming up, or interesting things that we should know about at this point, David, IQ this time? Or do you think we'll just have to wait and see?
You're going to have to wait and see. Yeah, keep a close eye on that announcements forum. So that's all I'm gonna say.
All right. Then one last question. I was noticing when I was searching through groups. Right now, you have exactly 9,900 posts in 100 on .com. 100 more posts, and you will hit the magic 10,000 mark. When do you think that's gonna happen?
Wow. I bet you didn't even notice.
Yeah, I just reply to these to the users and stuff. I don't know. It seems like I'll give it a week.
A week?
A week.
A week or two. A week or two. What is that? 100? Yeah. Is that 100 posts? Yeah. So.
Yeah, 100 posts.
Exactly.
The big 100. 5 digits. There you go.
Not very many people made it over 10 grand.
No.
I mean, the only one on the mod team that's over 10 grand is Paul, and he's at 11,600.
Yeah.
So
I'm surprised. I'm actually in the top 100, and I don't post there that often anymore. But I've got, you know, like 3,700 posts, something like that, and so it apparently puts me in the top 100. So out of millions and millions, so
I have almost 6,000. So
yeah,
wow.
You're up there. You're like top 30,
and I'm talkative. Yeah. That means David IQ is very talkative.
Oh, great.
Well, it depends. Do you do short posts or long posts? It doesn't consider that, you know.
Right.
How many of those posts are just like, okay.
Okay.
I mean, I know you guys don't like that in the public forums, but who knows what you guys do in your private forums, in your team's forums? Who knows?
They're not like, okay. They're really in very similar to how they are publicly.
Yeah,
you know?
I know. I'm kidding.
I mean, you have, you know, a lot of times, like, you know, watching Marshall Rusty, for example, who is a, you know, he's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, that's his seventh.
Yes.
With 26,000 posts.
Support team members.
You know, and so sometimes you'll see short replies, and sometimes you'll see a book.
Yeah. So they'll all leverage that. So there you go. Well, certainly, David, thanks for giving us some time. Congrats again on getting appointed to the mod team leader. The shoes are seem kind of worn out after, you know, changes of feet recently, but they're still pretty big shoes to fill. So,
yes, they are. Thank you.
So we wish you luck for that. So let's close up with first our mod style of the week, and then a couple of announcements to wrap the show up. But I'm pretty excited about the mod style of the week this week. I really like them, David. I don't know if you looked at them so much yet.
I haven't even opened my mail application.
Oh, so you don't even know what we're doing. So don't worry about it.
I have no idea.
Just pay attention to the chat room. There's the link to the mod of the week. It's called Topic Preview. It is by VSE. A popular, you know, sort of feature. That I think it's a vBulletin and standard, but I think it's kind of a nice idea. Essentially, you know, you hover over the name of a topic in the View Topic view, and your tooltip will show the beginning of the first post there. Now, it's actually configurable, so there's an admin control panel option which lets you set, you know, the number of characters that will appear in the tooltip. But this is what I really like about it. Mod will not cut off any words. So you can say it's like 150 characters, but it will break that rule so that it does not cut off any words in the middle of the word. And, of course, we'll then throw in an ellipses at the end. So really nice feature, very compatible with a lot of different things. It will display smileys as text. It has a note. So very nice, clean, simple implementation. Doesn't involve any kind of JavaScript or CSS fanciness or anything like that. Just, you know, it's a little tooltip the way the god of web browsers intended. So there's a Topic Preview by VSE. I think it's a nice idea. Go ahead and check it out. The style of the week. Now, this I want to get your – since you haven't looked at any of this yet, David, take a look at this style. Tell me what you think – which default version of PHP – default style you think it's based off of. It's called MX Publisher by Culprit. Take a look at it and give me a guess. ProSilver or SubSilver 2?
So it looks like a SubSilver – I mean ProSilver.
ProSilver is right, but this is the incredible part. That this looks very customized, though, from ProSilver, right?
Yeah, it is.
The only template files that are changed are the overall header and overall footer.
Mm-hmm.
Everything else is inherited from the default ProSilver.
Right, which is, you know, that you can do a lot
with
by just
CFS,
changing the CSS, yeah.
Absolutely. Now, I mean, you don't seem to be that surprised, but I was pretty surprised by it.
No, because, well, if it was, you know, if it was SubSilver, see, there's only so much you can do with tables.
Yeah.
And that's why SubSilver is actually very limiting in that regard. But ProSilver does, because of the CSS, it enables you to change a lot with everything. And that, so it's, the more people change in the CSS, the good. Because and one thing that's nice too is the less that you can change in the templates, the easier mods are going to be to install, because absolutely, then you won't have conflicts.
And in this case, you know, all you have to do is install for ProSilver, run updates for ProSilver, and because this style will automatically use all your ProSilver files except for the overall header and footer.
Mm-hmm.
And how often does that get changed? You know?
Yeah, database, the template inheritance is fantastic.
Absolutely.
Great new feature. And that does definitely allow you to see stuff like that. Like, oh, it only contains three files. Really? Yeah. two template files.
I hadn't quite, when I saw this today, it's like, wow, this really can do a lot. It really can look very different from the default ProSilver in terms of how it's laid out. So in terms of the merits of the style itself, very professional style colors. It has a nice black header. The colors, you know, contrast very well. Blues up against tan colors. Very fluid, very professional looking. I think it's a really nice thing. There's, of course, room in your header for being able to customize. There's some gears there, but you can customize with a little logo for your own. So a very good looking professional style that, as we mentioned, does very, very little impact. So if you want to extend it, go right ahead, and it will fit very nicely in with this style. So Colbert does great styles.
Yeah, he does. And one of the things that Master Z in the chat room pointed out is that updates to newer version will be easier too. So yeah, you know how, you know, with style authors always, you know, it's a new update. That's a big deal.
Oops, lag.
We lost David IQ. But, you know, updates to new styles, like if you're, you know, as a style author, every time they release a new version of PHPBB, okay, now time to go through all the changes and apply those changes to my style. Well, in this particular instance, he has to look at two files. Were there any changes to overall header or overall footer? And pretty much everything else is taken care of in the update from ProSilver. So that's why, you know, that's one huge benefit of running running template inheritance is great. You know, one of the styles that we're creating is we scrapped ProSilver completely and started from scratch. I mean, we started from the ground up.
We haven't seen the results yet.
No, well, we have. Well, you have.
But we, the collective we, the public, the people listening to the show, we've seen diddly squat so far.
Diddly squat, but you will see it eventually. The reason we did
that word,
that looking, you know, looking at ProSilver, it's in my opinion, there's a lot of clutter there. Oh, so, really? Yeah, there is. And
I love this, David. This year for you is like the truth comes out year.
Yeah,
all these times you've been bringing me up to PHPBB 3, how awesome it is. Finally, I've left PHPBB 2 behind, and all of a sudden now it's, oh my gosh, PHPBB 3 is so awful in all these ways, and man, this stuff needs to change, and man.
Yeah, it's getting, I'm preparing you for PHPBB 4.
Which by then I'll be like, oh, Symfony, no, come on, stick with, and I don't know. I don't use forms anymore, I'm not that connected.
I really, you know, what's kind of interesting, I was reading some of the posts on Area 51 about Symfony, because there's a request for comments in there about Symfony, and there's one of the developers who, or I don't know if he was a manager or something like that for the Symfony project, used to be part of the PHPBB teams.
Really?
What was his name? David IQ, do you know who I'm talking about?
Stefan.
Stefan. He was the support team leader before Techie Michael took over.
Right, yeah.
Remember him?
Yeah, and he...
Oh, good times.
Yeah, he replied to the...
I didn't know him that well.
The Symfony 2 topic, and let me see if I can find his post. Page
Stefan
2, I think.
Coupon Shop, I think.
Coupon Shop.
Which was before we had our show, yeah, so Stefan, we didn't have to pronounce these people's names.
Coupon Shop. So he is, now let's see, he says, as I mentioned before, I used to be part of the PHPBB team as support team member and support team leader. At this moment, I am a member of the Symfony team as the Symfony community manager.
Nice.
Yeah, so that's kind of nice. But
PHPBB needs one of those, a community manager.
Yeah, definitely.
Outreach, you know? Maybe I'll apply for that. I could do that.
Right. I think essentially Prime Domain Yeah, well, I guess WG Eric being the operations, he was supposed to sort of fill that role, but Prime
I'll
Domain,
do it.
The moderator, team leaders, essentially the community board manager, sort
you
of.
Say that like they're some secret agent.
Secret agent. Yeah. But anyway, he posts a really long post that's definitely worth a read in the RFC Symphony 2 topic on Area 51. It's kind of interesting, but one thing that does scare me a little bit. First of all, Symphony 1 is awful, horrible.
Okay, we went over this last week, David. What does this have to do with our style of the week?
Well, nothing. I hope you finish with the style of the week.
Let's finish. We're kind of running to our end of time, and I've got a couple.
Ah, darn! Notes.
I'm so sorry, David. We talked about this 2 weeks ago. So,
okay. All right. Well, podcast. All right. I'll say that till next week. Yeah. Symphony 2. Stay tuned. Symphony 1 versus Symphony 2.
I want
to hear what we have to say about it, because we did look at it. We took a closer look at Symphony 2.
All right.
Tune in next week.
There you go. Tune in next week, which will actually not be related to that whatsoever, because next week is the PHPBB Monumental Meetup.
Oh, you know what? I probably won't be there, being 3 hours earlier.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So you'll have to be there 2 weeks from today.
When I will be coming to, at that time, I'll actually be coming to you from a subway on a cell phone.
What are you doing on a subway?
What does one normally do on a subway? They ride it.
Do they eat it?
No. Oh, I had a subway sandwich just before the show. All right, let me backtrack a bit. All right, MX Publisher by Culprit, that's our style of the week. Okay, so next Saturday, March 13th, 2010. Been talking about this forever, and I'm worried that no one is going to come because I haven't heard from anybody. But this is next Saturday, this thing I've been planning since September, the Monumental Meetup. It's a meetup for just informal meetup in Washington, D.C. So I want to recap for you guys what the deal is, and hopefully we can have some people that will be able to come and say hi. It is going to be next Saturday at 9:45 a.m. at the West End Neighborhood Library, located in the Foggy Bottom neighborhood of Northwest Washington, D.C., near the Foggy Bottom GW University Metro Station. So that's when we're meeting. At 10 o'clock, we get to do a special live PHPBB Weekly from there, which will be broadcast similar to what we did with OSCON Invasion. Hopefully, I'll be able to get the technology set up. I'll be working on that this week. So that does mean that our PHPBB Weekly next week will be 3 hours earlier. It will be at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, or 15, that's 1500 UTC time, 7 a.m. for David. I really swear, David, if I could wake up early enough, you could wake up early enough. Because back before we moved to the show an hour later, I would always be up at 7 a.m. to prepare for the show. And you don't have to do any preparation.
Mm-mm.
Just
even on the days where I'm supposed to do it, I do very little preparation.
You don't. So come on, just get up, stick around for an hour, and then go to sleep afterwards.
Yeah, because you might need some company if nobody else shows up.
Yes, I will.
Now,
if no one else shows up, I will spam your cell phone. I will call you over and over and over.
Oh, great.
I have weekend minutes, so it doesn't matter to me.
I'm going to put it under my pillow.
And for the tooth fairy to come get it. But come join us for that. I mean, it really is just an opportunity for us to have local people have a chance to meet up. Full details are on the events and meetings forum at phpbb.com. I just put a link in the chat room. And we'll go afterwards, have some lunch somewhere. There's a TGI Fridays nearby, so that's an idea. Or we can go somewhere else, and we'll have some enjoyment. I actually just got my parents gifted me this week with a press pass, which is like exclusive membership access to the museum here. So I actually have unlimited admission there for the next year. It's awesome, and can get $4 discounts for anyone else who wants to come along. So
sweet.
Yeah, that'd be great. And that exhibit, David, I told you about, they have this thing where you can, stand in front of a green screen and do your own newscast.
Mm-hmm.
Because thanks to this membership I got, I can get videos from that for free.
Whoa.
For the next year.
Sweet.
So David, you come to DC and we will do scoff news at the museum and be able to get that video for free.
I hate to tell you this, and I'd love to be there. I really would love to be there, but I'm in the middle of a 2-month contract right now. So
that sucks.
Well, actually, no, it doesn't suck. It's really awesome.
Sorry, the connotation of the word contract just sounds so scary and evil. And, so that's nice. So if you were able to come, please just give me a heads up so I don't feel like I'll be super lonely because I put a lot of work in for this. So just put a reply on the topic and that will be great. And
yeah. Yuri was the last one to reply January 30th, so not that long ago.
Will he come down from New York City? I'd love to know. Yuri.
Yeah, he says he will probably be there.
Yeah, and we've made it less touristy, so that it should be.
Newsam said he'll be there. You might want to PM those people and say, "Hey, are you going to be there?" Because it'd suck to be there alone.
Yeah, I'd be at a library, so I'd have to go and read books or something. I'm gonna have to hit that up this week so I can make sure we know where.
Bump that topic and say, "Hey." Reminder.
I've bumped it a couple of times. So we'll get one more thing in. We'll start putting it on our site. So, but come.
Your last bump was February 13th. Long enough. Bump again.
Okay, fine. 13th for you was 14th. It was actually 14th for me because I did it in the middle of the night. All right, other news. I've been procrastinating on this for a while because I have been insanely busy with other projects. But this week is my spring break. Therefore, although I have a gazillion other things on my to-do list for this week, I am going to be working on getting BBVasion off the ground this week.
BBVasion.
BBVasion.com. A number of people have actually already been sending me private messages for offering ideas and willing to help out. So that'll be coming off the ground this week. I'll mainly be launching by starting our community forums for people to suggest ideas. BBVasion.com/community will be the URL. I do not have expectations of being able to finish a site like this in 1 week. I don't expect that, but I'm
going to get started. Yeah, no.
Yeah, big idea, big plan. So.
Yeah, you know what, Francis? Let's see, we've got a 4-man development team right now working on one site, and we assume anywhere from 30 to 60 days before it'll be finished.
Definitely. So.
But hey, use CodeIgniter.
Maybe.
Go look at it. Well, okay. Well, promise me you'll look at it.
I'll look at it, but I'm probably going to use like WordPress multi-user.
Okay.
This with PHPBB. So I'm not,
I guess that would work too. That actually would probably be better. But look at CodeIgniter anyway.
Oh, sure. I don't write things from scratch. I take existing things and then, you know, build off of them. So that's it. Work with me on that, but that'll get started this week, and I'm hoping to be able to have like a target completion date of sometime during the month of May, because that's when my classes end at the beginning of May, so I'll have time at home to finish. So that should be great. We can get it going for summer, just in time for meetup season.
And question from the chat room.
Yo.
Actually, it's not a question, it's a statement. Master Z says, that is when you let people help you out. So, then the question, therefore, is, do you plan on
letting people help me out,
posting and saying, "Hey, who wants to help out?"
Absolutely, that's going to start this week. At the very minimum, I will be fully getting up. I sort of got started a few weeks ago and didn't get to finish it yet. BBVasion.com/community that will be unlocked and opened up this weekend, hopefully, for people to start, you know, sharing and contributing ideas and coming up with things. So this, I want to make this a collaborative project. So
there you go.
That'll be starting by the time this episode comes out. That site will be up, bbvasion.com/community, and so we can get started on working together on that.
Typically, you release Tuesday. However, spring break, I say Monday.
Maybe even tomorrow.
Ooh.
Maybe. Maybe.
Break a record.
I don't think I've done it on Tuesday once this year, even though I said I was going to.
I just watched France try and leap our 5-foot fence, and he missed.
Ouch. That sounds painful. So
try was successful.
That's it for our, that's pretty much all the plethora of announcements. Oh, one more announcement. So, yeah. So that's next week's episode. Will be earlier because of that. The following week, I will have an episode. David might be running it. I might have to do it on a cell phone, maybe even from a very deep subway station, because I'm going to a convention earlier in the morning. But it'll be done by the time the show would start, so we'll have to figure it out. Talk about early mornings, David. I'll be up early that next Saturday. No, that Saturday, the 20th. But remember,
your early is still 3 hours later than my early.
Yes. So No, earlier.
Yeah, because it's one, what? The show starts at 1 p.m. your time, right?
Yeah, but I'm going to have to
be at a convention. So we go all the way back to 10 a.m.?
That's next week, but the following week I have to be at a convention at 8:30, so right. Our show will be at the normal time. But sure. Here's the deal. Sunday, March 14th. I have to say it today because next week is weird. Sunday, March 14th in the United States and Canada is the start of Daylight Savings Time.
DST.
For everyone else in the world, in terms of people who observe Daylight Savings Time, I think that date is actually more like the first Sunday of April. But right. The United States and Canada is weird. It has been weird since 2007.
Okay.
Therefore, that because we are in the United States and because we are too lazy to adjust our own time, we instead will adjust our show according to Daylight Savings Time, meaning the show will start an hour earlier than normal for those of you who do not observe DST at the same time schedule we do, starting on Saturday, March 20th. So March 20th will still be at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, but it will now be 1700 UTC time. So because our time is all screwed up over the next couple of weeks, please go on our website, phpbbweekly.net. Our next four episodes are listed there. Click on the time link, which will take you to see what the local time will be in your local area. So do that so you're sure that you know when we are on so you don't miss it, because our timing is all going to be messed up. So plan on that.
We will be out of sync with the rest of the world for a month.
Yes, eventually we'll get back to normal. And luckily, Daylight Savings Time will last a while, so I don't have to make this announcement again for a good amount of time. So that will be great. So next Saturday, however, March 13th, episode 144, 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, monumental meetup, great discussion. If you can't come to the meetup, come on the call. We're just going to have general discussion about, you know, how you got involved with PHPBB, this, that, blah, 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 blah. Should be a lot of fun. We're looking forward to that. So now that we've spent the last 10 minutes talking about time, let's go ahead and close up the time on this show and go back to our gray, 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 and gray lives. I love that announcement. And so thanks again, David IQ, David Colon, for sticking with us.
Yeah, you got it.
All right, sticking with us through that random ending of the show.
No problem.
But again,
thank you for having me on the show.
Oh, you're more than welcome to come back anytime. Great to hear from you and get a little bit more about what you guys are going on.
And maybe the teams can help you with a fund to get you a headset.
Very funny. David, I thought I'm the one that needs a headset first.
Yeah, at least you have headphones. But yes, you need a headset too.
Yes, I do. Yeah. So, we'll work on that. So, I'm Douglas Bell.
And I'm David Lewis.
Remember, a successful community begins with you, Tag.
Tag him.
Ouch, you're it.
Hit him.
Everybody.